seventh day on Shana Rebbe. The Gdolim, Rashi's Pshat, the Gdolim Yistachab. Yistachab, the love him and the strength from the Ketanim. The aim was them Shem Gezel. Because it's Simcha Tzachelik, the Simcha Tzachelik. So this is the Tzukal Atzah from there. If you ruin something like Chasana, Simcha Tzachelik, you have to pay. What's the Inyan? Here's a moment that Kisot Chazal taught us. What's Pshat? What's Pshat Simcha? Simcha is when you leave God cutness and you go into Godless. If you oppose it to Simcha, it doesn't make his bones. Doesn't make the big Simcha. Doesn't make the Chasno. Doesn't make whatever big Simcha, Bar Mitzvah. Is you don't think about every little Cheshvan. Simcha brings you into a godless. After 7 days of Sukkot, there's no katnus left. So it says that the Gdolim, Yishem, the Gdolim used to grab away Abba Minim from the Ketanim, and there used to be marble, the katnus into godless. And that's the soul of Simcha, to leave all the katnus behind and to grab into godless. The whole soul of Sukkot is the godless, the Abba Minim, show a godless, the Tzochim, all that Nakuda is the Nakuda that Simcha brings a person. So the whole Sukkah, is Shtigli Estay by Yerushalayim, the whole Simcha is the whole Sukkah is the Orah Makif. Orah Makif is an Orah that doesn't go into Kalim, it's Makif, the Kli. Normally speaking, when you work with Kapnas, so the R is always according to the Kalis. If it's a small Kalis, it's a bit of R. But when you go with Godless, so then the R is Bichlal, Shalei Be'erich, Shalei Be'yachas to the Kalim Bichlal. It doesn't have to go into the Kli Bichlal. The whole Chag HaSukkos, in and of Simcha, is connecting to something which is beyond. In other words, it's something that doesn't fit into Kalim. It's an R that's so great, that's the son of Sukkos. And that's the connection between Zimnan Sam Hussein and Aramakif. Aramakif means godless. Aramakif means it's beyond. It's not inside. It's beyond. Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Yitzi of Klal Yisrael from Mitzorim. Yitzi from Klal Yisrael Mitzorim means that when you left Mitzrayim, there's no more Mitzorim. There's no more. It doesn't have to have a border. It doesn't have to fit into the Kli. Simcha is breaking out of the Kli. Faket. Simcha is breaking out of the Kli, breaking into something. That's beyond. That's all Simcha of Chag HaSukkos. So that's why Simcha has to be in a matzav. Simcha of there's no gvulim in Simcha. Simcha is poritz. It breaks all the gvulim. Because the shorish is, we say in Hallel, we begin Hallel, and we say Roma Kol Goyim Hashem, Allah Shemayim Kavoidoi. Roma Kol Goyim Hashem, Allah Shemayim Kavoidoi. In other words, the Goyim believe that everything is within a certain rishus. In other words, there's Oritz and there's the Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Shemayim. But Klal Yisrael believe now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond Shemayim as well. There's one thing we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's beyond. Like it says, Makel HaGodol HaGibah V'Anayra, Kel Elyon. We don't know where. Ayeh Mokim Kavoidah. We don't know where. It's Elyon. It's high. So in order to be Mechaber with something which is beyond, you need to have beyond. You need to break out of Gevulim. We're saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem is the Malim and HaGevulim. The Goyim believe that Hashem is also in a Gevul. We are in Oritz and He's in Shemayim. No, but we Roma Kol Goyim Hashem Allah Shemayim Kavoidei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond Gvul. So even though he's Magbil Shoves, he's still Mashpili Liras v'Shemayim v'Oretz. It's beyond all Gvulim. So the only way to really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to go out of the Kalim, to go into the Or, in a matzah where the Or is not in the Kli. A matzah where the Or is not in the Kli, that's called Sukkah, that's called Oretz Makif. It's not in the Kli. So that's the Moedik HaYom Tov Sukkah. That's in Yom's Matzah Chaseinu, where a person has to go out of his Kalim. Sukkos is a balagan. You married the kids, you know the Sukkos is a big balagan. Sleeping and this and that and sleeping out, and you're up very late at night, you go to some street, the whole day is upside down. Because that's going out of Gevulim. You've got to go out of Gevulim. There's Goyal Orem Epnei Choshech, V'Choshech Epnei Yerem, Avi Yerem, Maybe Laila. In the times of the Bismikdash, there's no chiluk between Laila and Yerem. You dance the whole night. It says, whole Bismikdash was lit up. There's no chilik. In other words, whole matzav of Sukkot is to break the gevulim. And one of the gevulim is Yom Laila or in Choshech. That gevul they also broke. And then you get to Simcha. You understand? And then you get to Simcha. Kol Zman, everything's got to be technical. Everything's got to be within the gevulim. So you can't get into simcha. So the emes is a person to be dovek to or belikli. But for that, there's a cloud. Cut in a person. That's what we dance. When we dance, we go up. You jump. Jumping reminds us of an or, because the or of a candle, always jumps. The nair always flickers. It's always jumping. But the kuf is holding the neshama down. The neshama is doch the or. So really, the or doesn't want to stay in the kli. Somebody who feels the R always wants to go up. So when we dance, it looks like the flickering of a candle. In other words, where the R is taken over and there's no kalim, there's no guf, so then it's the whole time in a tenua of wanting to jump up. Yom Kippur was the time where we didn't have a guf. So Yom Kippur is the time where it was kulei R. So the Kohen Gadol, Maneda, Mare, Kohen, it was kulei R. Yom Kippur is the day of kulei R because there's no kli, there's no guf. After that, after Yom Kippur, we come into Sukkos, which Sukkos is the Ora Makif, the Ora that doesn't go into the Kli. And that's the Yisod of Chag HaSukkos. Break, there has to be from time to time, a person's got to break Gvulim. And a person's got to feel like just a surge upwards. Because otherwise, the person throughout the year focuses too much on Kalim, not enough on Ora. Everyone knows, doctors tell you that everything's got to be Mu'uzan, everything's got to be balanced. The Or and Kali, that's the big avoida, balancing the Or and the Kli. But what's easier to balance? In other words, what's more Gashmis, what's closer to us is the Kali. The Guv, the Kali, the Tzimtzum, the Gvul, that's all closer to us. That's what the Goyim say. Ramakol Goyim Hashem. The Goyim say that Shemayim Or, it's all within a Gvul. And that was the Sod of Golos Mitzrayim, everything's within a Gvul. So Tzeisi Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So when we left the Mitzvah, we left the Gvul, so then the Or is not inside us, and the Or is around us. So that was the Anan HaKovod that they were Zoche to when they left Mitzrayim. So the Or was around them, not inside the Kli. And then they were Zoche to a life surrounded by Bechinas Or HaMakif. Or HaMakif, by very definition, means that it's an Or that's so great that there's no Keli for it. It's around the Kli, there's no Keli for it. And that's the Or that we connect to on Chag HaSukkos. When we connect to that Or on Chag HaSukkos, so then we don't want Gvulim. Right at the end, on Shmini Atzeres, then it's Atzor. Atzeres means Lashon Atzor, to hold it down. In other words, if you have a whole 7 days only of Oiris, so then there's no Keli, the Oiris go away. So the Shmini Atzeres is Atzor. Of Latza, to hold it down, to hold it in. We take all the Oiris, which didn't have Kalim, Yom Tov, and we go out to the Sukkah. Sukkah is the Ora Makif. Sukkah doesn't want to know of Kalim. It's a makif, it doesn't go in, there's no oira pnim. Shmini Atzeres, we go out of the sukkah, and then we take all the oiras of sukkahs. Atzor is a special day where we take it into us. Shmini Atzeres is the day where we take the oira makif and we put it into a kli. That's the tachlis of shleimus. But throughout sukkahs, the yisod is to dance, the yisod is to jump, the yisod is to. So that's what we're saying, after the 7 days of sukkahs, the tenoikim, the Gedolim used to grab the lulavim and esregim of the Ketanim, and there was no gezel. Gezel means this is a maitchum and this is a nyotchum, this is mine and this is yours. There's no gvulim on sukkahs. There's no mine and this is yours. That's why it's Dan Halacha, and here in Yerushalayim it's not a big deal, but once upon a time, when they lived in Golis, when they lived in Chutz Laaretz, so they used to make sukkahs in the middle of the streets. It's all din and Shulchan Aruch, it belongs to the Goyim. How can you make a sukkah? There's a shayel of gezel bichlal. Gezel is all the inyan of going, me going to your gvul, you coming into my gvul. That's only when there's kalim. When there's the orange, is makif, so then there's no kalim. You can make your sukkah outside. And that's the bitui that the gedolim used to have, the ketanim, always the bechina of they see everything, boy from tzumtzum. A gadol has to see everything bright, he has to see everything on a wide scope. A gadol, the first mahalach of the God has to be that there's no kalim, and then he connects to the Or, and then he brings the Or to the kalim. When you start off with kalim and then you want the Or to come down, it's a very minimized Or. Go first to the kalim, go first to the Or HaMakif. Go first beyond the kalim, go first to the Or HaMakif. Go first, break through a mokum where there's no kalim bichlal, and connect to that, and then you connect into the real Or. When you connect to the real Or, is then your void is to bring that Or down to kalim. That's why tzaddikim lived all their lives, they don't want kalim. Kiva says, Kol yom ha'isi mitztayer. Tzaddikim, they're neshamas, the whole time wanted to leave. They weren't neshamas that were built to stay in Kehillah. This is Pirkei Avos, but Koch HaTochai, the Imam forced them, forced their neshamas to stay in their guf. They had to force the Ara to be in a Kli, or the Etzem, and that's why they're always Simcha. Yira, the opposite of Simcha, is always caused by Gvulim. When there's no Gvul, then a person's Simcha. Yain, all these in Yonim, Yain breaks Gvul. All these in Yonim, a person's to dance a lot, he's to break, then he feels so happy, then he realizes that all the little stupid things that bother him throughout the year, it's all katnas, and now a person's with Simcha, he goes into Gadlus. So Mila, that's the sod of the Gdolim, it's chapping from the Ktanim. Chapping away the katnas, and then being mother the katnas into the Gadlus. The remaining hours of Shavuos, of Sukkot, the remaining hours, the remaining 24 hours, is the time, and that's the whole sod of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim we discussed. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was poor of Aishus, of Ayirba, of Ayatzim, of Ayatzim, the whole Indian was breaking Gvulim. So this today's the Shpizim, which is the Helge Yasu Atzadik. So you do have the Yasu Atzadik, Kedushas Yisod, Midas, Kedushas Abris. And the Indian Abris is Be'etzim, the Taiva of Pagam Abris is an overwhelming Taiva, because the Kedusha, it's a Makor She'en Bo Yisoyf. It's a Makor She'en Bo Yisoyf. The Mitzvah Puruvu is a Makor She'en Bo Yisoyf. Puruvu Melus Aretz. It's a Makor She'en Bo Yisoyf. It made up Be'etzim, it's a Koyach, the Kedush, the Midas Yisod is a Koyach, the it's Ein Sof. It's an aura which is a bechina, which is a bechina of Ein Sof, and that's why it's so difficult to control it. Because be'etzem, it's an Ein Sof. That's why he was called Yosef the whole time. He suffered. So the Shpizen of Yosef is the Shpizen of today. Is the Shpizen where we have to try the whole time not to put everything into Gram. I've done enough for today. Whole time to be Moisef and to be Moisef and to be Moisef and to be Moisef and to be Moisef. Whole time a person should feel that he hasn't done enough because there's no gvul. Every time a person feels that it's Gvul, he's done his dafiyemi for today, he's done his one mitzvah for the day. So he's living in Gvul, he doesn't see the Or. As soon as you see the Or, you don't see Gvul Bechlan anymore. You have to create Gvul around the Or. But the Ikki is to connect to Or. And that was the Nanakovit that connected to the Or. And that's the Bechina of Yosef Tzadik. And then you have to be Mashpia to Malchus, which is the Dovna Melech. That's tomorrow, Mitzvah. Person that gets into a small cotton sticker, cheshbonis, person's got to get rid of that, because if he carries on with that, he'll never have Simcha in his life. Break out, the whole Indian of the Aram Minim is to break out into all the directions. you poke him up and down and around. Farad though, we're breaking out into all the directions. We're not confining ourselves. Not confining ourselves. The lulav, all of the chasadim that we're bringing down, all in the yisoid of ima. The yisoid of ima, the yisoid is closed, and we shake the lulav. The marshal is given. It's like a sift. When you put the flour on, if you don't shake it, then it won't come down. You got to shake it for it to come down. So all the hashpas, all it's called yisoid. It's all in the yisoid of ima. So the das. Because the Rambam means it's the Yisoid, and the Yisoid means it's confined, and the shaking it, we're breaking the seal, and we're letting it come out, letting it pour out and bringing it all down. So then there again, you see the whole vault. The whole vault is to all the gedorim of things that are locked in, is we break off all of those. We break all of those. The whole Inan of Sukkah is it's an open place. It's not like your house. A house makes reshuyos. A sukkah doesn't make rishuyos. I mean, okay, you have a sukkah on the porch, but back then everybody had a sukkah in the streets, and in Yerushalayim as well, a lot of sukkahs on the streets. In other words, a house is, this is my rishuyos, this is your rishuyos, this is locked, it's not for you, and this is not for you, and this is, the other one's not for me. So in other words, everything is in gedarim. So the whole thing of sukkahs is to break out. So that's why Dafka Sukkahs has an eighth day to it. It's a regal b'fnei atzmo, zar kashav, but the mindset is breaking out, the same bechina. The whole bechina is the bechina. If it's the yontif of 7 days, but break out, make it 8 days, make it another one. Break out every type of geder. The person lives his life, doesn't see gedor, and then also you see by great tzaddikim, those tzaddikim that had a geder, they had, you know, everything was mugdar. It's hard to explain. They're moisa, they're this. It's a geder. The tzaddikim emes, there was no chilek. and they didn't know Gedorim. They didn't know Gedorim. They broke Gedorim. They broke. Their whole life was breaking through Tzimtzumim, breaking through Tzimtzumim. Those people were living in a life of an Or without a Kli, and therefore they were living in the life of Simcha. Simcha and Or, obviously, we know it goes together. Or is the Rula Tzadik, or Yishu Lev Simcha. Or and Simcha goes together. So the emistic of Simcha is when a person is not Mukdar. A person is Margish in every mitzvah. You can be Margish the Or of the mitzvah, you can Margish the Kli of the mitzvah. What's the Nafkamin? How do you see whether the person's being Margish the Or of the mitzvah, the Kli of the mitzvah? The Teretz says, if when he goes into that mitzvah, he can't find his way out, then you know he's in the Or of the mitzvah. If the mitzvah, he does the mitzvah, is very technical, so then he's in the Kli of the mitzvah.
Just for the check.
Check it off done. That I've done this mitzvah.
Shachar,
it's done. It's done. So I have to do it. They use that language. I've got to do dafayomi now. So if they have to do, then it's kelim. Over the or, which is ein sof. So a person, you see a person is involved in a mitzvah, that mitzvah is completely overtakes him. There's nothing else in his life other than the mitzvah now. And then he's in the or of that mitzvah. So avada, you have to have kelim. The rest of the year, you have to have kelim as well. Otherwise, the or doesn't remain. But the chuk of a person has to be dovak to the or. Chanukah is when you light the menorah, that you see the or, you see the or flickering, you see the or that really doesn't want to be contained down here in a kli, and that's what also you see Chanukah. They went against all proportions. They went against everything. They went against all odds. There was no gvul, and there was nothing stopping them. Nothing stopping them comes from that yisod. If you dove into the or, then there's nothing stopping you. If you dove into the kli, by very definition, there's something stopping you. The same goes for davening, the same goes for learning, the same goes to when you're sugya, you have to find the or in the sugya, and then you can bring the or down into the seichel. A person's got to be dovek to the oiras of the chag. Sukkah is the oramak, if sukkah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't put it into the keli for the first 7 days. There is a Musa, I mean, the nanuim is called an orapnima, that's how we go then around the mizbeach, around the bima, that's the oramak. What we're focusing is the mitzvah sukkah is the or makif, which is the or around us.